Hello, friends. Welcome to Uncle Jace's Spooky Stories.
Hey, it's October, so I thought it'd be a good time to write a Halloween story. But don't worry, it's not really that spooky. Today's story is called Jack.
First, you cut the top off, and you reach a hand inside, scooping out the guts that feel like gooey, lumpy slime. Next, you carve the eyeballs, maybe ovals, round or square, a trapezoidal nose that's sliced away with greatest care. Finally, a gaping mouth that's filled with jagged teeth, fat around the side, but jutting into pointy peaks. You place inside a candle, glowing bright with flickering flame. Sitting on the porch, I'm sure you guessed, Jack is his name.
Yay!
But when you go to sleep, once all his shining time is done, you think you're jack-o'-lantern still. But now's his time for fun! Vines begin to grow beneath his bulbous pumpkin head and make a spindly body, all complete with arms and legs. He slowly stands up on the stoop and takes a look around. And when the coast is clear, he dances wildly on the ground. He surely must be hungry, so he searches for a treat. He finds one in the bushes, and he slurps a slug to eat. He runs out to the neighbor's house and knocks upon the door, then hides in decorations, and he won't be seen for sure. He chases all the mice and squirrels that roam around the street, but runs away from deer because he's something they might eat. Then he comes back to your house, sneaks quietly inside. Everyone is fast asleep. He has no need to hide. He scampers through the hallway, leaving leaves down on the floor. His viney steps are gentle, softer than your mother's snores. He sneaks into the bathroom, pulls some paper from the roll, makes a mummy of the puppy with a toilet paper swirl. Chases ghosts around the playroom. He just couldn't let them be. Throws sheets upon their heads without some holes to let them see. Jumps on all the couches since the family's in their beds. High up to the ceiling till he bumps his pumpkin head. He tries to chomp the kitty cat just like a vampire might. But his pointy pumpkin teeth won't even take a bite. He tries to make a witch's brew, but found no snake skin stars. And worse, he had no thumbs to even open up the jars. He does find in the kitchen lots of coffee, snacks, and cakes that claim to offer up delicious pumpkin spicy tastes. Confused, he opens up the fridge, but to his grim surprise, he sees upon the shelf a pair of horrid pumpkin pies! No! The shock is overwhelming, and his body shrivels up. His jack-o'-lantern head falls to the floor with quite a thump. He rolls back down the hallway, through the door, and to the steps. His night of fun is over. Now it's time for him to rest. He'll wait for trick-or-treaters, wanting candy for their sacks, hoping that he's scary
and that the deer do not come back.
Happy Halloween!
Yeah!